This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, I think he's a fringe top 10 type of guy. I think what you saw last year was a little bit of physical ability diminished, but he's coming off of the Achilles. I'm not saying that's going to get any better a year, a year older, but could get a little bit better, not being, that close to the surgery. So he doesn't move around as well as he did before, but the arm, the velocity's there. He's still going to generally make good decisions. So is fringe top 10, is that okay? That's what happens when guys get into their 40s.
Steve Palazzolo of formerly of PFF. I don't want to do that to him. He left. He left Pro Football Focus, but he's one of these filmer breaker downer guys, Dorm. And he says Aaron Rodgers is still a fringe top 10 quarterback. And I know you have belief, and Pat Bostic has belief, that if Rodgers comes in here, he could play well. And so here's what I'm interested in at 412-928-9370. We don't know what's going on with the draft or any of that. But how many games do we think Rodgers would win if he played all 17? How many games do we think Mason would win if he played all 17? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I mean, I think it's a bigger conversation than that because to me, this year is just... I mean, it's a year that has to be played. You're going to have 17 games on the schedule. Mm-hmm. You have to play them. And I think it all leads to heartbreak, and you're not going to win the last one you play. But how many games would each guy win, do you think?
10.
For both?
I mean, it's around the same. I think it just would look different. I tend to believe that if they got to the playoffs, which they would, I think both of them would get the Steelers to the playoffs. I think I would bank on Aaron Rodgers going farther in the playoffs.
He would give you a better shot.
Because of his experience.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like, all right, get a serviceable quarterback in there, and I think that you'll do well in offense because of the weapons you have on the outside. But another part of me is like, okay, like, what if you don't get a serviceable quarterback and they're a little bit better, like an Aaron Rodgers who could still throw, how good could you possibly be? Like, how good would they be? I always look at things in the future and in the past, right? And then I connect it. Like, how it will be. I do it a lot with the draft. Like, where will Jackson Dart go in next year's draft? So, like, what would Aaron Rodgers look like on last year's Steelers? What would Mason Rudolph look like with last year's Steelers? What would, and kind of... base it off of that. Like, I think that they would have did just as well as Russ and Justin did, but now you add another weapon, so I don't know. I think it'd be around the same, but it would look different. But I think Aaron Rodgers would go farther in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think
the right matchup.
I think any reasonable, objective Steelers fan would think, okay, here's a one-game playoff. Who would you rather start a playoff game, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph? I think people are idiots if they say Mason Rudolph. And that's no disrespect to Mason Rudolph, but you are going to lean on that Rodgers resume. Been there, done that before. No question about that. I still don't think it would lead to multiple playoff wins. And that's why I'm entrenched in my position now. I've dug a nice little trench here, Doran. I'm not moving off my spot. I think you're probably likely to win between 9 and 11 games.
Right, right.
Regardless of who their quarterback is, just by virtue of the way that Mike Tomlin wants to play football.
Yeah.
Like, they like to chuck it deep. They like to run the ball. They want to win with defense. They don't put it over the middle of the field. And you play enough not great teams, and you might steal one or two, and you wind up 9, 10, maybe with Rodgers, if he is this top 10 kind of quarterback, maybe get upwards of 11. Here's the other thing. We said it last year, and it wound up being true. Like, the schedule's tough.
Yeah.
Schedule's way tough. Like, you got to take on the NFC North next year. I don't think you fare well with either quarterback. And Chicago is probably going to be much better. Minnesota's a loaded roster. Green Bay, young, getting older. Their experience is going to start showing up, I think. And they were a pretty good team last year. And then, of course, Detroit. They might have won the whole kit and caboodle if they had Aiden Hutchinson, honestly. Yeah,
if they didn't get hurt, right?
If they didn't get hurt. And really, it wasn't just him. It was the entire defense got hurt at one time. I think that all roads lead to pretty much the same place. And that's why I just want to keep building this thing up. But I'm interested in where people come down on this. How many games would they win with Mason? How many games do you think they'd win with Aaron Rodgers? Matthew in Pittsburgh, he's next up. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just sitting in traffic.
Do you have a Steelers opinion?
Oh, yes, I do. I honestly agree with you guys. I think that either with Mason or with Aaron, I don't think you win more than, I think, 10. But I honestly think when it comes to the playoffs, after seeing Mason Rudolph in the playoffs against the Bills, I think I'd rather see what Aaron Rodgers can do.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I don't think Mason played terrible in that playoff game.
No.
He was fine.
He was fine, but he didn't play winning football.
No, he was. I don't think he was the reason they lost the game, but he also didn't help them win the game. Like, he threw a red zone interception that, if he throws a touchdown there, they might be knotted up in that fourth quarter.
I just don't know what we're kind of looking at here. Like, I'm kind of like all over the place and confused.
Me
a
too.
Little bit because, like, do we want Mason to do well?
Yeah.
Well, if he does well, then I mean, and then the Steelers are going to be like, oh, we're just going to ride with Mason Rudolph.
See, I would.
You know, and not draft a quarterback next year. We have Mason Rudolph. He got us to the playoffs. He got us a playoff win. Like, is that good enough? Is that what people want? Or do they want Mason to do bad and be the starter and not go after Aaron Rodgers so they can go after a quarterback that in a draft that Pat Bostic puts out a lot of good points that you don't even know if that next guy is going to be the guy. Like, I don't know what people are looking at with this Mason Rudolph situation. I personally am just like, Mason is a good backup option. That's it. Like, if he's the starter, like, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with him being the starter.
If we agree, though, that all roads lead somewhere between like 9 and 11 wins, I'm going with Mason. And if he gets to 9 or 10 wins, I don't know that they're going to be married to the guy. I don't think so. Now, that's hard for me to say because they've made a ton of mistakes at the quarterback position, including with this guy. And you would hope they don't feel like, oh, he gets us to the playoffs at 10 wins that they owe it to him, right? Like, I can see where you're coming from on that.
But if they just win one playoff game, how could you expect the Steelers not to think that Mason Rudolph is going to be the guy? One game, and then they get blown out the next round.
Don't worry about that. It ain't going to happen.
It might. Don't he worry. Did it with last year with less.
He didn't win a playoff game.
He got to the playoffs with less. So if he has more, he could win a playoff game.
He only had to play 3 games. Now, he had a quarterback rating of 118. And I think all roads lead to 9 or 11 wins, somewhere in that range. And ultimately, you're probably not even playing for the AFC Championship. So by that logic, it's not just, okay, yeah, Rodgers would give them a better chance to win a playoff game. I do think you're opening up yourselves to be a national embarrassment, even more so than they have been. Like, finally, people are starting to turn nationally on Mike Tomlin. But still, every time, oh, they haven't had a losing season since 2003. Oh, it's a stable organization. You're inviting a potential circus in here with Aaron Rodgers. And you're going to get talked about every day, even more so than you do now. And if it blows up, you're a laughingstock.
Mm-hmm.
If Mason Rudolph takes you to even 8 wins, 7 wins, I think people will go, okay, all right, well, guess what? Now they know they need a quarterback to plug in with this roster. Like, this kind of feels like, dude, if they went with with Russ and, or excuse me, with Mason. And I think they're inclined to agree with you. Like, they're still going after Rodgers.
Yes.
Like, they're definitely doing that. But if they went with Mason, it feels an awful lot like 2003 to me. Like, they're building up this roster, building up this roster, building up this roster. All right, Tommy Maddox, let's see what you got.
Yep.
Eh.
But you still don't have that guy waiting.
Right. Well, then they drafted Ben the next year.
Right.
And I'm not guaranteeing there's Ben.
Didn't Tommy start that year, though, too?
That's what I'm saying. He did, and then he got hurt. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that might be the case. Like, they could draft a guy next year, and if Mason wins 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games, Mason's your guy week one, and then you transition to the quarterback, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with that. I think there are parallels there between 03 and 04 and now 25 and 26.
I think it's just way more justifiable that if you sign Aaron Rodgers that you can move on from him if he does happen to play really good and win a playoff game or two. Like, you could still move on. If Aaron Rodgers takes you to the AFC Championship game and say you lose, you could still be like, okay, like, we're going to move on. But if Mason Rudolph does that, you're going to stay with Mason.
Yeah, but I don't think either of them have a chance, a snowball's chance in hell of doing that.
Yeah.
They haven't been outscored 75 to nothing in the first quarter every playoff game the last 8 years.
I see what you're saying, but there's always the possibility.
I mean, if that happens, I don't think anybody's complaining about nothing, though, then, right? Like, if Mason in this hypothetical world, if Mason does show that, you know, I say they probably wouldn't be fooled. Well, what if it's not a fool's gold thing? What if that happens, okay, no one's going to be bitching about Mason, you know? It's convoluted. It's complex. It's nuanced. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on that coming up next. How many wins do you think Rodgers would lead them to? How many for Mason? And do you think if Mason led them to 10, 11 wins, that they would be tricked into thinking he's the guy? 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've also got DK Metcalf, who spoke yesterday, had some interesting things to say about how it might work with George Pickens. That's on the way, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A little bit of breaking news there during the commercial, Doran. From Adam Schefter, developing a sleeper team that has emerged and is now making a push to sign former Rams free agent wide receiver Cooper Kupp is the Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm.
Kupp's decision on where to sign could come as early as today. Here's the thing with the Rodgers deal, man. Like, okay, they're pursuing him. They want him. Like, that much is obvious. Like, they view Mason Rudolph, despite my pleading, as the backup quarterback. It still needs to get done now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't keep waiting. And that's on both parties here. Like, Rodgers is dragging it out. Clearly, they're okay with it dragging out. And Kupp is just a vessel through which I will complain. But, like, this is just another example of a guy they could ultimately wind up missing out on.
Yeah.
So, agree with Rodgers being the guy, disagree with Rodgers being the guy, agree or disagree on the ceiling, what could happen with Rodgers. The longer it goes on, the more and more dudes you're going to miss out on. And I think that's been most clear on the defensive line because they had Javon Kinlaw in for a visit. Like, there were links to Javon Hargrave. Jonathan Allen was a guy rumored they could be interested in. None of those guys worked out. And now Cooper Kupp, who would make all the sense in the world for a team that could use one more wide receiver, especially when they're probably going to have to draft D-line in the first round now. Well, now they could wind up missing out on this guy.
Yeah, all so, because of Rodgers.
Let's light a fire, baby, under his ass.
Mm.
I need reports of Minnesota bowing out. I think that's the hang-up, right? Like,
that or retirement.
Could be.
That or retirement, but I don't know if Aaron Rodgers wants to go out the way that it ended last year, so
This won't surprise you at all. I have no idea what it's like to be a professional athlete, but I can imagine being retired with a bajillion dollars, and that sounds pretty good to me.
It sounds nice.
Like, you don't have a 350-pound dude landing and busting your Achilles in half. Like, at that point in my career, if I'm Rodgers, I would worry about concussions and stuff, too. Like, do I want to take another head injury? There's no guarantee it happens, but, like, do I want to do that?
I would look at, like, okay, like, what's my options? And is my options going to benefit my legacy? Like, are my options going to benefit my legacy? Like, do I have a chance to win, to add to my legacy, or do I have a chance to decrease my legacy? And I feel like the options that he has right now, whether it's the Giants, Steelers, or Vikings, I don't know if any of those really will tickle him of being like, okay, like if I retire next year after going to this place, like, will that benefit my legacy? I don't think he thinks that. I think he thinks that these teams are just middling teams.
You think he thinks that about Minnesota?
Maybe. Like, I mean, because of the division, because of Philadelphia, like, what is a realistic chance, because of Washington, what is the realistic chance that I could make it to a Super Bowl? It's not, to him, it's like, okay, we win a playoff game or two. Like, that's not what I want to do. I want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl, and none of these teams really give me that option.
Man, you make a really good point there, Doran. Minnesota, to me, clearly the best team. And if I'm Rodgers and I believe in myself, I think I could go there and win. But you're right, like, where do you fit in the division? You're a third place team? You're the fourth place team.
Yep.
You're probably not first.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he plays really well, like, I still think Detroit is better than the way their season ended, and probably significantly so. Like, you talk about rosters, you talk about teams, them and Philly are right there. Right there. And I realize they lost to Washington, but we knew that they were going to have problems defensively in the playoffs. We called that. Pittsburgh, good weapons, would be fun. You're in the division with Lamar Jackson.
And Joe Burrow.
If you're going to retire, then just retire, man.
Maybe he was already thinking about retiring, though. This is my thing, too. It's not all Aaron Rodgers' fault. Maybe he was already thinking about, like, I'm already retiring. Oh, the Steelers. Oh, this 412 number's calling me. What is that? It's the Steelers. Hey, we're really interested in you. It's like, oh, well, maybe I'm not retired. So let me take some time to actually think about this.
Well, make up your mind.
Let me take some time.
What you think? You, Doran, like, 30 years from now, I'm me. But 30 years from now, if I'm like, I'm going to retire, like, Craig Riley ain't going to be able to throw enough money my direction to make me stay. Like, there ain't nobody can keep me around once I make my mind up to retire. I'm retired. You think Ron Cook? You think if Spack's like, hey, Ron, we'll give you $1 million. Okay, well, yeah, maybe.
Right. Well, I mean, if you were regarded as one of the best radio hosts in ever, and you're, like, real close to passing somebody to add to your legacy, like, you probably would stay as long as possible and as long as you got that.
Well, and since this is my hypothetical, yes, in 30 years, I will be considered one of the best radio hosts of all time.
I agree. He'll be, what, 64? Ron's age?
Is that how old Ron is?
Probably around there. I think he's my dad's age. He's like 68, something around there.
And everybody values different things. Like, Stan Saverin never retired, never wanted to retire. Ron obviously wanted to retire. I have no idea what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And it's a fool's game for people like me trying to predict that, too.
I mean, especially whenever it'd be different if, like, you know, your voice box, like, went and you couldn't speak anymore. Like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he still can play. So that's like messing with your head too. Like, if you're middling retiring and there's teams that actually want you and you could still play, like, I could see if he couldn't move, but he can still throw. I could see if his arm was, like, you know, rookie of the year whenever he lost his powers. But he could still do it. So it's like you're kind of messing with yourself.
I'm still conflicted on that because the highs of the highs last year for Rodgers, particularly down the stretch, were really good. And the lows of the lows were lower than he's ever been at any point in his career because this is a guy who never turns the football over. And he did some things last year where you go, man, where'd that come from? I'm not sold that he's a significantly better option than Russell Wilson. If I were, I'd have him here in a heartbeat. I think they're fairly similar. In terms of where they can get the team, maybe not so much in skill set and what their strengths and weaknesses are. Shall we go to the phones? Renegade and Shaler. What up, Renegade?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, so I heard your little piece in there. You said anybody's an idiot who doesn't want Rodgers.
No.
You said that.
I'm going to give you your chance here, Renegade, if that is, in fact, your real name.
I want a chance.
You'll get a chance. I just want to clarify.
I said Renegade because I'm a true Steeler fan.
I love that for you. I'm just going to clarify my position. Anybody who thinks in a one-game playoff situation that Rudolph gives them a better chance than Rodgers, I think, is silly. I think that's dumb.
Well, 1 minute, that's all I need. So Rodgers, in his prime, won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
One Super Bowl. Where has the guy gone lately? Don Hill. I don't want Rodgers. I don't want to pay $45 million to an old guy who's probably going to get hurt or retire next year.
I agree with you, Renegade. I was just saying if it boils down to one game, I would take Rodgers.
I would rather root for Rudolph, to be honest. As a Steeler fan, I like the underdog. He doesn't need $45 million. Just pay him his $5 million, whatever it is, and let's see where we go.
Well, and I think that's a thing here too, Doran, is right or wrong. People make up their own decisions. People don't like Aaron Rodgers. Or at the very least, he's incredibly polarizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people who like him really like him. People who don't like him really, really don't like him. Rudolph, by virtue of that miraculous three-game run a couple of years ago, his Q rating is through the roof.
Right. Never seen anything like it for a guy that has been a backup his whole career.
I mean, it's insane.
Uh-huh.
I mean, are we getting to Charlie Batch levels here? And I'm falling victim to it because I'm so sick of the Rodgers saga right now that I'm just like, okay, give me anybody. And the anybody's a guy that we love with a cute little name that you can make Christmas puns with.
Yeah.
And you do, like, I think we all root for him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it should so happen that Rodgers retires, let's just say, and you have Mason Rudolph, I think people will be pulling like hell for this guy. They are already. 412-928-9370. Enough quarterback for now. We come back to quarterback. We can still take some calls on it. But DK Metcalf spoke for the first time. Were you getting antsy? I wasn't really antsy, but I was a little antsy that it hadn't been announced yet. Because even the Steelers had released that all these dudes were talking yesterday, and it wasn't until like mid-afternoon that we found out that Metcalf was going to talk. I was like,
right.
What's the holdup
here? Yeah, what's going on? It's very odd. It's very quiet.
Yeah, was he thinking like, maybe. I agreed to this, and the team agreed to this, but like, they don't got a quarterback.
Right.
It made me freak out for a little minute there. But he talked. How does he think it's going to work with George Pickens? That's next. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us on that hotline at 8 o'clock. Before we hear from DK Metcalf, here's a text. This is how Crowley probably acts when his wife takes too long to get ready. I am a very impatient person. Am I being unreasonable about Rodgers? About wanting him to get his ass in gear?
Yeah, a little bit. Because there's two sides to every story. And the older you get, the more you realize that. Whenever you're growing
up
and you're younger, you think that it's your way or the highway. That there's only one side. And that you're right most of the time. So there's two sides to the story. And I look at it like I look at it from Aaron Rodgers' perspective.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I was trying to retire and the Steelers called me. I'm going to entertain that, but I'm going to do it on my terms. You called me. You know, you called me 4 days ago. So why didn't, and that's another, here's another angle to it. You called me 4 days ago. Why didn't you call me 3 weeks ago?
Tampering.
Why didn't you call me a week and a half ago?
Why didn't you run to me at a ski resort?
Exactly. Why am I your option now? Because you're desperate? Oh, well, if you're desperate, then I'm going to leave you hanging. Like,
yeah.
That's what anybody would do.
Yeah, did you turn to me only after Justin Fields didn't work out?
Right.
Yeah.
100%. That's exactly what happened.
My problem is I can't get past knowing that Rodgers loves the drama and loves to create drama and loves to swim in those waters, and I can't give him benefit of the doubt. And purely a guess. I mean, obviously a guess. I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows but Rodgers, honestly. Like, he keeps a very tight circle.
Yeah, I don't know if even his, like, agent or anybody knows.
Seriously. That very well might be the case. But my guess, based on what I know from Rodgers' past experiences, is that he probably knows what he's going to do and is dragging his feet just to stir it up a little bit. If he signs today, I'll change my mind on that. But I don't think we're going to know until next week. And actually, it's probably the best thing for our show for it to either break during the show or to just linger on to next week, baby.
Yep.
Because as sick as I am of this guy, the stream numbers are good. The podcast numbers are good. You're watching in droves on YouTube because, well, it's the Steelers quarterback position. I'm open to the idea that I could be a little impatient.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm one of the most impatient people that I've ever met.
Yes.
I feel like you should have been
Shut up.
I feel like you should have been more impatient with Justin Fields' situation.
Well, I was really mad at them. And I still continue to be mad at them. Like, I realize that Justin Fields and Mason Rudolph don't have similar skill sets, and Art Rooney wants a starter and a backup to have similar skill sets. Ideally, if they had Justin Fields and Mason Rudolph, I'd be a happy camper right now.
Yeah, it'd be good.
It'd be very good. So I'm mad at them.
Not mad at Fields by just, you know, ghosting them too?
No, they lowballed his ass.
I mean, at least Aaron Rodgers is picking up the phone.
Maybe. I mean, he did before. Maybe he's gone quiet. He's walking across the beaches of where, Malibu?
Man. I know, right?
That's a great life.
He earned it.
It's like 75 degrees here in Pittsburgh, and it's like, oh, my God, let's all take our clothes off and run through the streets.
St. Patty's Day in the South Side.
Yeah.
He's in Malibu.
This guy's like, why do I rush back from Malibu? 412-928-9370. DK Metcalf, he spoke yesterday for the first time officially as a Pittsburgh Steeler and was asked what it's like when there's a couple of mouths to feed, a couple of big-time dogs that want that ball.
Yes, sir. Football is the ultimate team game, first off. So, you know, all you shouldn't be on a team if, you know, everybody doesn't want the football. I will say that. And, you know, just to come into this organization, just to know George from the little conversations that we had in passing, great player. Watching him from afar, you know, the receiver coach calls him Freak Show, and I think that's a fitting name for him, you know, with the circus catches that he makes. But I'm just here to, you know, try to instill any wisdom or, you know, any knowledge that he allows me to, and, you know, vice versa. I feel like there's some things that I can learn from him that he does. And like you said, I play with great receivers like Tyler Lockett, you know, Freddie Swain, Josh Gordon was on the team my rookie year, so I've been around some very talented receivers to where, you know, I know how to, you know, take a backseat and learn from, you know, guys like that, and, you know, willing to do the same if you know, the case may be that here.
So far, so good from DK Metcalf.
Of course.
All the right things.
Yeah.
There, if that's how he approaches it, and I have no reason to believe he wouldn't approach it that way, a lot of wisdom that one George Pickens could take from him.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, DK wanted to get paid. He didn't get paid in Seattle. He got paid here in Pittsburgh by putting his head down and busting his ass, making plays, and super competitive on the field. Never heard a bad word about DK Metcalf off the field. The perfect example, honestly, for George, especially considering skill sets.
Yep.
And I hope that George, whether through osmosis or through legitimate conversations that these guys are having back and forth, I hope he picks up on it. Like, I want the best for that guy, and what's best for him is also best for the Steelers. If at the end of the year you're going, damn, wish we should have signed him, that's a good thing.
Really good.
Do you think he can do that, Pickens?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you have a legit example. Like, I mean, we always talk about bringing in players, bringing in veteran players for George Pickens. Can he learn from this guy? Can he learn from Russell Wilson, you know, who's a kind of a natural leader at the quarterback position? George never had a leader at the quarterback position. You bring in Russell. Now he has a real example of what he can turn into, what he can become. And it's literally right next to him. So it's up to him. I mean, if he wants to be that $160 million receiver, you have a real example right there in the room with you of how to do it.
And from a tangible football standpoint, this should be, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, this should be the easiest year of his career.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
If he just puts his head down.
Instead of getting doubled every damn play, you're not going to be doubled every damn play.
He's going to be open, open.
Yeah.
Open, open.
Be nice for him not to have to contort his body backwards and break his spine in half to catch a football, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be open.
Oh, my. Like, might we actually see him put the hand up once or twice?
Yep.
Get that ball up there. Regardless of who the quarterback is. Like, I don't think, and to break it down, not just like hypothetically, oh, my gosh, what's George going to do? What's his mindset going to be? Regardless of who the quarterback is, if it's Rodgers, if it's Rudolph, I think it's less likely it's Russ, but if it's any of those three, I don't know how good the team winds up being, but I think both wide receivers can be happy about that.
Like, yes.
All three of those guys can get them the football.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. In about 10 minutes, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette's going to join us to get into all of the Steelers' moves and perhaps moves still to come. Maybe the NFL draft, lot to get into. with one of our favorites, Chris Carter. Real quick, do you want a great meal and provide one for someone in need at the same time? You can join us for our Dine and Donate Week at various Western Pennsylvania restaurants between March 17th through the 23rd. You can dine at participating restaurants, and a portion of the sales from that day will go toward our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon Meals donation. Register your restaurant now, 937thefan.com, to become a part of this great week, supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Doran, do you think if I watched Aaron Rodgers' Enigma that I would like him?
I don't know if you would like him, but you would have a different perspective on him. You would understand him maybe a little bit more. Maybe that's exactly why they put that out there, because he's just misunderstood. Everybody's, you know, has a right to their own opinion and a right to where the way that they approach things and how they live. So, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about him from teammates, but I watched that and I was like, oh, okay, like I understand who he is, kind of. So maybe you have a different perspective. I don't know if you'll necessarily like him.
I think I owe it to our listeners to watch it.
I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because people have said I'm being impatient, and you're saying I'm being impatient. I'm not taking offense to it. Maybe I am. I got to see what this guy's all about.
Like, do you know his story? Like, do you know how he, like, you know, from, you know, playing football in high school to, you know.
I saw his brother in The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And he's got a different sort of take on Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't think they get along. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get along with his family. I don't know why. I don't know that it's ever been published. Why? Why?
I mean, because of their, like, religion stance and stuff. And, like, they're real big into, this is my take on
yeah.
it. And he was just like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, going to church all the time. And I don't really believe in that. So he was like, oh, yeah, I don't believe in that. I don't want to do that anymore. And they were like, well, this is what we do. And he's like, no.
So then they don't talk to him anymore.
Basically, something like that.
That makes me sad for everybody involved. Talk to your kids. Brandon Echols, who the Steelers brought in at corner, was saying nice things about Rodgers, said that they sort of gravitated toward one another, that they got along. And at first, not so much. And then as the season wore on, those two guys, they were peas in a pod pretty much. So that would speak to his teammates liking him. I'm trying to give him a chance while insulting him, like all in the very same show. But I'm trying to give him a chance because I do think it's probably the most likely outcome here is that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Like, I don't think Russell Wilson's going to come back. If I were Russ, I'd have a hard time coming back. You wanted Justin, now you want Rodgers, now you sign Rudolph. Like, enough's enough. And then he didn't get along with the offensive coordinator. They might not want him for that reason, too.
Yeah.
So I think Rodgers is probably the most likely outcome. When? Not sure. 412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on all that. Troy Mount Washington?
Yes.
Troy Mount Washington, who we talked to at the Fan 15th anniversary party. Hello, Troy.
What's up, boys? Nice meeting you guys.
Nice to meet you, pal.
Yeah, that was a cool little shindig y'all had. That was nice. I got that Boyd and Blair. Did you get them, like, mixed cocktails that they were selling there? The Steel City ones?
No, we had to behave.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knows what we would have said?
Take them home. They were so good, dude. Now I'm hooked on them. But, Crowley, look, dude, you're fine. You're not overreacting at all. I got to actually come back on Doran on this one. You said they called him. He had his application out. When you put your application on Indeed and the job calls you to come to work, do you say, yeah, I'll get back to you, I'll let you know? No, you put your application out there and ain't like you're a hot commodity. There's two teams that want you. So if you're just sitting there and you maybe six or seven teams want to sign you, you know, you're on your high horse, yeah, you can take some time. You can do whatever you want. But just because you're Aaron Rodgers, you think because the two teams that are struggling most at quarterback in the NFL want you, that you're some hot commodity? No. You put your application out on Indeed, the job called. You want the job or you don't want the job? So, Crowley, I'm right with you on that one. But in the terms of wanting Aaron Rodgers, oh, yeah. At this point, I want him.
Oh, yeah. You came all the way around.
Yep.
And thank you for the call, because we got to get to Carter here in a second, and I want to give Doran a chance to respond.
Well, I mean, what if I want to retire? Okay, I have my applications out there. I'm going to see what my best options are, and I'm still thinking about retiring because I can. And what if the job offer is not what I think that my worth is?
Well, and also, like, I don't know that it works that way in the NFL. Like, people called Ben. He got called by the 49ers a couple of years ago.
Yeah, how many times has Brady gotten called?
Exactly. So I don't know that his application's necessarily out there, Troy. Also, people use the Indeed. They use Indeed. They use Monster, right?
Yeah.
We kind of got a different thing going on over here in radio. Like, here's our tape. Here's our resume. Kind of got to know people to get in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You still on LinkedIn? You do the LinkedIn thing?
Oh, yeah.
I never did LinkedIn.
I also had other jobs before.
That's true. You've done a lot.
Yeah.
I done nothing. I did bagels, and then I did radio.
Did bagels.
I was making bagels.
Is that really your only other job?
Yeah, it's where I worked in high school. I would mow lawns and stuff. And then after high school, I went to college and got an internship one summer and then worked in radio.
Did you ever think maybe like one day I could work for a team? Did you ever want to work for a team like in sports?
I had a buddy who went into sports management because he thought that one day he could be the general manager of a football team. And I thought that that was super unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a great job now. He ain't running the Oakland A's. You know? Like, it's tough to break into this field. You want to go be a professional general manager? You're going to go to school for it? Like, hey, everyone has goals. Take your shot.
You really have to know somebody.
Yeah.
You really have to know somebody to get your foot in the door to become like a GA at the lowest level doing bitch work. I mean, for years to like move up. And then, I mean, it takes years just for like normal people to get into.
Think about Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's examples, but it took him forever.
Yep.
And then there's like people like Paul D. Podesta who think their poop don't stink. And, you know, you're this mathematician. Like, am I going to sit there and scout Doran? I'll answer it for you. No. Am I going to go out there and figure out the cap side of things? No. No, it was pretty quick. Like, yeah, ideally, that would have been awesome. But, nah, I mean.
You never really even thought about
it? No. No. I never thought this would happen, frankly. Like, I'm doing exactly what I want to do, exactly where I want to do it. Never thought it would happen. A lot of people wish it weren't happening.
Not me.
No, we have a great thing going on.
Yeah. Callous, maybe.
If Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback, I feel an obligation now to go in and go into his press conference, get credentialed.
I think you should watch Enigma this weekend. Get credentialed. If he does become the Steelers quarterback.
I can't poop on the guy for a full week straight here and then not go and talk to the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I would love that for you.
Hey, jackass! What took you so long? I'd get fired.